U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos was the keynote speaker at yesterday's fall commencement ceremony at the University of Baltimore. Her speech was met with some protest. WYPR's Dominique Maria Bonassi was there and brings us this report.
Students and faculty from UB and other local schools critical of DeVos's policies, including her support for vouchers for private schools, protested outside the Lyric Theater. Amy Vaughn, who was graduating from the university with a degree in health systems management, was dressed in her black cap and gown. Vaughn says she may not come back to UB for her master's after the university invited DeVos to speak at commencement.
Because she's against public education, and University of Baltimore is a school for public education. They didn't consider the students at all when they chose to have her as the commencement speaker.
Many protesters were not students at UB, like Mira Waddle, a student at Loyola University. Waddle says she came because DeVos rescinded Obama-era guidelines on campus sexual assault.
And so we're just kind of here in solidarity and to support survivors and to support the students at University of Baltimore to show them that we're here for you even though we may not be part of your community.
Inside the theater, UB President Kurt Schmoke addressed graduates to look up Pauli Murray, a Baltimore native, Episcopal priest, civil rights activist, and lawyer. Murray told her colleagues and students that they must listen to those with whom they agreed and disagreed, Schmoke said. DeVos said it is the graduates' inherent responsibility to be considerate and careful in the exchange of ideas. As she spoke, graduates stood up and turned their backs to her. By the end of the speech, at least 100 graduates and their parents were standing with their backs to the secretary. DeVos left the stage to a mix of applause and boos before the end of the ceremony and without receiving an honorary degree. I'm Dominique Maria Bonassi for 88.1 WYPR.